When Diane Hansen first went to ADAC to do archaeological work in the 1980s, the prevailing knowledge was that it was only worth digging along the coastline.
The assumption was by many archaeologists was that there's nothing inland from the shoreline to look for.
The team she was part of decided to check out some spots in the uplands anyway, and they found what looked like Unungan house pits. When they returned with that information, Hansen says that a number of experts in Aleutian history were dismissive.
A lot of people just thought it was a World War II site or something like that.
Now, Hansen is an anthropology professor at the University of Alaska Anchorage, and in the past few years, she's returned to ADAC with her own team of archaeologists to do more work in the upland areas. If one thing's clear, it's that the skeptics were wrong.
When you're 25 years old and someone tells you you're wrong, that kind of sticks in your craw for a long time. So, you know, 25 years later, I'm out there, and we started doing surveys in that same area of ADAC that we had been in 1983, and we started finding sites all over the place. So much for the whole World War II debris thing.
This summer, the team fully excavated one house in an area where there are about two dozen of them. Hansen says they were curious about that site because there wasn't an obvious reason for there to be so many houses in that spot.
We were really curious about why that house, or why there's so many houses there, and why they weren't in a hiding place or they weren't in a place that you would expect for subsistence.
Usually houses in the hills are found in smaller clusters, maybe two or three near a pond. So far, members of the team have come up with a few possible explanations for why these upland sites exist. Debbie Corbett, an archaeologist who worked on the project, says it could have something to do with diet.
A family could go up and spend a week and get some ducks, gather some eggs, gather some plants, you know, things like that.
Corbett says that the particular house they excavated this summer had a lot of interesting structural features, even if there weren't too many artifacts found.
The house we excavated looked like it had been cleaned out pretty good by the owners when they left. There was not a lot left in this house, but we did have really good definition of internal features. Pits in the floor, post holes, there were wooden stakes that we could still find in the floor, and then some internal structural elements that were very, very similar to what had been found at the Imaknak Bridge site.
The site she's referring to was excavated in Unalaska during the last decade. Like the Imaknak houses, the one on ADAC had a hearth with trenches built into the sides of the wall that might have been used for ventilation. That similarity stood out to the archaeologist, since the Unalaska houses were 500 miles away and a couple of thousand years older. Discoveries like this one regularly force archaeologists to reconsider their theories on Aleutian history, according to Corbett.
Another myth about Aleutian archaeology is that it's real similar from one end of the chain to the other, that the people here kind of set the standard, and then the people as you go west get a little simpler, because they're not in the center of the population. And I think what we're really seeing is that every island, every cluster of islands had a unique culture.
And all of that diversity means that this team still has plenty of questions left to answer.
What I've learned from all our work is that there's a lot more work to be done.
The team hopes to continue that work next year, pending funding. In Unalaska, I'm Alexander Gutierrez.